This Before We Flush podcast was recorded live in our studios with actual human beings. Now, Before We Flush.
Yeah, I know this is nuts because those of you who subscribe via iTunes, you're going to see this show up and go, what in the heck is going on? Are those guys back to recording? Well, yes, the wounds have healed. Ricky and I haven't spoken since pretty much Christmas. When I had asked him to get me Reese's Cups for Christmas, he sends regular Reese's Cups, not Christmas tree Reese's Cups, and basically we haven't spoken since. But we've kind of gotten over that and over the hump, as far as we know, right, Ricky?
Yeah, I didn't even know why you weren't speaking to me until now. So this is breaking news for me, too.
Yeah, well, you know better. Now you'll know. It's Christmas tree-shaped Reese's Cups for Christmas. I mean, come on.
Right.
Anybody
would know
that. And I must
have forgot to send you my new address because I never got the Christmas present that you sent.
Really? Well, it's odd because I sent you a big wad of hundreds.
Yeah, that's
and I marked right on the front, caution, contains cash. So
well, then I have no idea why it didn't get there.
I don't know why it didn't get there. You'll have to maybe ask the mailman to see if he had anything come in that way.
Yeah,
but
I don't even know who our mailman is, actually. I've never met him.
That's not good.
I know.
Everybody should know their mailman.
Yeah.
That's just not good at all. All right, well, we have a lot to talk about. We're going to cover a lot of ground. We have, of course, the Kentucky Derby this week. And Ricky and I, for years, would make picks. And, you know, I don't usually keep score. I'm so old, I don't remember. I know I've done well some years, not so well other years. I did have a streak one time before we did the show. I'd picked the winner four straight years. And then I kind of fell on the wayside after that. So,
well, you say you don't, that you're too old, that you don't have the memory to remember and that, you know, we've picked for several years. And we have. And I know that you're being facetious because when I texted you asking whether or not we were going to make our Derby picks today for Saturday's race. I don't know if you want me to share that full response on the program or not.
Yeah.
But it was basically, I'll clean it up, it was basically, sure, I enjoy kicking your butt, was basically what you said.
I think spell check might have altered that. And spell check's not a really nice spell check.
Yeah, so. And I was, you know, I'm sort of like, man, we haven't talked in months. And then, like, that's the third text you send me, and after, you know, 4 months of silence, I was taken aback a little bit by you haven't changed a bit.
I know. Well, speaking of that, do you have your pick made? Do you know who is going to win the Derby this Saturday?
I do know who, and, you know, I'll actually give you my top four.
Wow!
And I'll start from the bottom, so I think number four for me.
This is impossible. In a 20-horse field, there's no way. I bet you don't get two horses.
I'll take that bet. I mean, I know that you won't, based off history, you won't live up to that bet. You won't honor the bet when you do lose.
You say that. I've honored the only bet we've ever – you got your food at Penn Station.
See, you know, we joke about the whole you getting over the Reese Cups thing, which, was obviously a joke, but I really will never get over. I don't even remember what that bet was anymore.
Yeah.
But all I know is that we made a bet.
And I paid it. I paid off on it.
I don't even remember what it was.
Yeah, you were making
up. I'm sure Zach would remember, actually. He would probably remember.
You were always making up bets that were never made. Well, we best like, we never bet on that. You would mistake the we should bet on it for a bet.
Right. Well,
and that isn't a bet.
The recording would disappear. It would be pulled off iTunes, and no one would have any evidence of it ever happening, like, the next day. And I don't know. That's super weird to me.
I have no idea either.
All right. My four horses in order, this is how they're going to finish. Go ahead and put your money down. Take next month's mortgage payment and go ahead and triple it, because these are the winners. Sudden Breaking News, fourth. Then I'm going to go with Nyquist, the favorite. I'm gonna pick Nyquist to get in the top four, but not to win it. Number two, Gun Runner. I love that name. And number one, I'm going with Whitmore.
Good gosh.
Whitmore to win it all. Go ahead.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Exaggerator will win this, and it may win it handily, but that's who will be winning. That's going to be your winner. I didn't pick four horses. Since I know the winner, I don't have to worry about the rest of them.
Right. Well, I know the winner. I'm just trying to show off now and go ahead and give you the the other four. You know, if you want to make a little, you know, whatever, the trifecta or however you do the gambling. I'm a horrible gambler when it comes to horse racing. But, you know, like a little a pick four for the horses. You know, those are your four. Take it to the bank. Like I said, don't even worry. I mean, clean out your savings account because you don't have to worry about losing it. It's guaranteed if you pick my horses, you're going to win.
Oh, that would be absolutely amazing. But I'll tell you this, all kidding aside, when you have 20 horses in a derby field, crazy stuff can happen. That's when you can have that that 20 or 30 to one shot win, because sometimes those favorites can get bottled up and it's tough to get out of trouble.
Yeah, and there's two alternates. I mean, there's 22 horses.
Yeah.
You know, it's wild. It's going to be a full field. I hope it stays that way. It does make for a more exciting race, and you're right, it does make it a little more interesting, because if Nyquist, I know that Nyquist has a great position out of the gate. I mean, maybe not great, but a good position. Where they the 13 is that? I think that's the position there for Nyquist. I mean, not bad. But you're right. If it gets boxed in, a lot of things can happen. So it does make for a more interesting race. And I love the Kentucky Derby. I don't think I've missed a Derby since I was born. So it is one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite little mini holidays all year.
Yeah, it is terrific. I enjoy that, and it's one of those things, sort of like the Masters. HDTV has really made it an even more spectacular event.
Right, and I end up not being at home when the Derby happens, so I'm finding some way to stream it. I'm watching it on my phone. I'm figuring it out.
Tell the fans where you'll be watching from this week. They've got to hear this. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You made a mistake.
Come on.
You said fans. I think you meant to say fan.
We have fans. Eric and Dave. That's two fans.
Yeah. And Zach might listen.
He might.
Probably already turned it off by now.
Yeah.
Well, I have a friend here who has a yacht, and we're actually going to take the yacht out to one of the private islands, and we're going to have a little derby party on a private island on the yacht. So we're going to make some mint juleps, drink some bourbon, and grill out, and then we're going to watch the race. I haven't figured out how we're going to watch the race. We have all of the plans as far as the boat, the island, the drinks, and then we were like, oh, yeah, if we're going to have a derby party, we probably need to figure out how to watch the actual derby.
Oh,
but, yeah, so that's what I'll be doing.
Yeah, well, my offer, Billy Bob Jones down here at Kirksey, he's got a John boat, and he offered to take me out in the pond. So,
hey, that's not bad.
So we know who has the big, rich friends and who doesn't.
Well, and I have to have the big rich friends because I'm not big
Whatever.
Or rich. So.
You used to come in here with a wad of hundreds constantly complaining about how you don't have any money. I don't have any money. Like, you have hundreds.
I do. There were times for like a day I would have hundreds. You're right.
Yeah. No, that every time I would see you, that's all I ever saw. Speaking of racing, listen to this transition. This is why we get the big bucks. Let's go to racers. We haven't really spoken, I guess, since the end of the OVC tournament. Since then, the racers, of course, a lot of transition. They brought in some, I think, some terrific players. Terrell Miller, I think, will be very good, a JUCO kid. Another one who is a three-year JUCO kid, Jeremy Grace, will be eligible immediately. And there have been four players announcing they will leave the team. Now, in terms of impactful players, probably Charles Brown might have had the biggest bright side, but at the end of the day, he's an undersized player for the position he plays, but losing about 7 points, four rebounds. I think this will be a deeper team. I believe potentially a much better team next year, very balanced class, and probably we'll see at least one more player added to the team. I don't have that from Matt McMahon. I'm just kind of guessing the way things are done, there'll be at least one more body. But I look for really good things from this team next year, Ricky. All the problems, if they stay healthy, if Breon Sanchez is healthy, this is, I think, has the potential to be a very special racer team.
Yeah, and, you know, you and I had talked a couple of weeks back, just sort of catching up, and, you know, it was a really tough year, you know, and the further away I've gotten from covering the team, the more I've become a fan. And, you know, I was always a fan, but, you know, now that I'm removed from every day, I find myself more, if I ever thought it was even possible, emotionally invested. And, you know, last year was a roller coaster. There were some awesome nights where everything was rolling. There were some frustrating nights. You know, there were some times when it was tough. And you're right. You know, this is a team. My biggest piece of advice is anyone who's a Murray State fan is buy a program. because you're going to or check Go Racers and print out the roster, because there's going to be a lot of turnover. Obviously, we know that there are going to be new faces. There's going to be a bit of a transition, and you mentioned the health. That's really important. You talk about Breon, and that ACL injury is one that we've seen guys come back from. You know, Juwan Long probably wasn't the same player that first year back after his ACL reconstruction, but by his senior year, you know, he was an integral part of what that team was able to accomplish. So you're talking about a second-year head coach who's trying to get a lot of his guys in the program. You're going to have a little bit of transition at a couple of positions, obviously losing the seniors you lost, and you factor in, you know, a guy like Breon coming back from injury. I don't think that this team in November or December, the way they perform in, during the non-conference is going to be indicative of who they will be in March. I think you have to temper the expectations just a little bit starting out. But I think the talent is there. I think you're right, especially after talking to you a couple of weeks ago. I think the talent is in place for this to be a team that contends for the OVC championship. That is the expectation. I mean, every year that Murray State could lose 12 guys and bring 12 new people in, and that's still going to be the expectation because the program has been so good for so long.
Now, football-wise, Mitch Stewart, they're wrapping up their spring camp, not fall camp. When fall camp gets here, they'll have a full contingent. But Coach Stewart, I think he's going to have like 34, 35 new bodies coming in. Didn't really have enough players to have the usual sort of spring practice when I spoke to him earlier. That's a lot of new bodies to bring in. And we have to be – this is all honesty right here. When you're bringing in that many, there's a lot of I don't know there. And even Coach Stewart, when he talked about it, he doesn't really like being in a position to have to bring in that many. He hopes he's done a really good job with that, at least all indications are. But let's be honest, when you're replacing pretty much half the team, you just don't know what's going to be on the table next year.
Right. I mean, there are so many questions, and it is a big transition, especially at you know, key positions. And all over the field, obviously, there are going to be a lot of issues early on, just some growing pains, people adjusting to the system, things like that, communication between KD and the receivers. There are a lot of question marks. But also, I think that this is a good opportunity where, usually in a time like this, you see some really good guys come in because they do have the opportunity to play right away. And that is a very attractive proposition for guys coming out of high school, junior college, transfers, even FBS guys. When you see a team that does have the turnover like the Racer football team does, I think that sometimes you can attract maybe some better players who can maybe impact things earlier on because, A, they recognize that opportunity to play, but B, they don't have much of a choice. You've got to come in ready to play and ready to make an impact, or you're going to be sitting on the sidelines. So I think that does a lot to boost the level of competition in camp. It's an uphill climb to get a lot of these guys acclimated, but I do think that if there is a silver lining, it's that a lot of these guys are going to get experience for the first time they step on campus, and that's going to be a good thing. Maybe not as much next year, but down the road.
And I know you really, really want to be here tomorrow night. You can't, but if you were here, I'm not really sure what you would dress up as. But it is Murray State baseball. They have a huge three-game series against Belmont. They're right now tied for that number six spot to get into the OVC tournament. Only the six teams go, the top six. And tomorrow night, it is Star Wars night. Fans encouraged to dress in their Star Wars garb. First 100 get a free Star Wars cup. What would you dress up as if you were coming in tomorrow night?
I don't know. Probably someone who didn't live in his parents' basement. That's what I would dress up as, like a normal functioning member of society. No, I'm kidding. By the way, yesterday, I guess, was Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
I had to stay off Twitter for the entire day. And I was really glad that you didn't tweet whatever it was, the thing that made it Star Wars Day, at me.
Oh, may the 4th be with you.
Right, because yeah. The first person that did that, I was going to respond with, I hope the Bigfoot guy stabs you with the laser pointer stick thing. That was going to be my response. I don't know the specifics, obviously, of the guy and that particular weapon of choice, but that's what I would hope would happen to anyone who tweeted that at me.
Speaking of that, what did you think of the Star Wars movie, the new one?
Yeah, it was just as good as the other ones.
You didn't see it, did you?
No, I didn't
see it. Good gosh.
I haven't seen one through whatever, seven. I have no reason to, or whatever. I don't know how many there are. I haven't seen any of them. So I wasn't going to just go watch one now. And, you know, it, my wife has no interest in it either. You know, that's another thing. Maybe if I had married someone who, oh, they're good movies, you got to watch them, then maybe I would have gotten dragged to see it or something. But she's not really into it. I'm not really into it. Never have been. So there was no reason to go watch the new one. What did you think about it?
Thought it was awesome. It was fantastic. They did a great job. I have to admit, I was a little bit leery. And this is, people say, you're a sexist jerk. But I'm not. When they had the female cast in that very important role as what she was going to do, I kind of read. But, man, she nailed it. She was fantastic. I didn't want them just putting someone to just have a female in the role just to be having it. I wanted to be sure that they had someone who was fantastic. She was great. Great decision. Daisy, whatever her name is, she was just fantastic. Really made the movie as far as I was concerned. It was really good.
Sorry. You needed you to wake me up. I fell asleep right there. That was absolutely.
I know what you're doing because you're checking your phone to see what time Civil War starts, the big movie this weekend. So you actually like it now?
I love superhero movies. You know, things that can actually happen.
Oh, like going into space? There's no way that could ever happen.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, I've seen every Marvel's movie more times than I care to admit, where two or three people may hear it. But I do love, like, the Marvel's movies. I love it. Like, I think The Dark Knight Rises is the greatest movie of all time. I know it's not a Marvel's movie, but, like, I love superhero movies. I don't know why. I really nerd out on those. So I'm excited for Civil War. I think Ashley and I think we're going to go out and see it this weekend. And she does, too. She likes those, so that helps. You know
all right.
I mean? She's already decided she's Team Iron Man because she loves Iron Man.
Iron Man is my favorite. If they redid The Notebook with Iron Man in it, I would watch it.
You watched it anyway.
No, I didn't. I've never seen it, but I but I would watch it. That's how much I like Iron Man.
Yeah.
I don't know why. People that have that kind of a little smart ass in them like him. I don't know why I like that kind of stuff, but I really do.
I have no idea why you would relate to someone like that.
I don't know. So, speaking of that, did you see Deadpool?
No, I didn't. I've got to see Deadpool, and the reason I haven't seen it yet is because the weekend that I had plans on going, Ashley was out of town. I knew she would want to see it.
All right.
So we've been kind of saving that one in our back pocket, and then we missed it at the theater.
All right.
I want to see that one. I heard it was amazing.
Yeah, and if you like Iron Man, it's kind of the same kind of guy there. So now my goal is to have those two in the same movie and see how that would be amazing.
Well, and you know, I've never been a big Spider-Man guy because, you know, Marvel sold the rights to Spider-Man a long time ago to Sony, and, you know, whatever. But Spider-Man's actually in Civil War. Marvel has him back. I think whatever the company they had sold it to, they had agreed to, like, share the character. So now Spider-Man is actually coming back. And it's actually going to be done by the same people. You know, it's going to be a Marvel movie. It's actually going to have Spider-Man in it, which interests me more than, like, the three with Tobey Maguire and the two with Andrew Garfield. I just never really got behind those.
See, the Marvel stuff, like, I don't even know. Until I saw it on the screen, didn't even know what that meant. I was never a comic books guy. My mom and dad would buy me here's a comic book. I would go right to the back and looking for Pepper Gum, X-Ray Specs, Fool Your Friends, fart cushions, stuff like that. I went right to the back for that kind of stuff. That's what I liked.
Yeah, I've never been a comic book person either. I don't really know. I think it really started when I watched Batman Begins. I loved that movie. I saw it in IMAX with some buddies in Louisville back in like 2005 or whatever, 6, I don't know, whenever it came out. And since then, you know, I started watching the Batman movies, then, you know, the Iron Man movies, Captain America, the Avengers, and it's just sort of grown from there. It's really like the last 10 years. I don't really know why. I've never really been into comic books, but I'm almost embarrassed to admit how much I like these movies because I rag on Lord of the Rings fan and Hobbit man or whatever and Star Wars.
Well, again, hopefully it's a really good movie this weekend. We're going to try to do at least one show a week. I think you and I, with our really busy schedules, it's very difficult to do three nowadays. We'll try to get in one a week. We'll try to find out maybe what you thought about it. Then, of course, I'll have my 3 or 4 weeks vacation this summer and won't be able to do shows. But other than that, we'll try to knock one out.
Yeah, and I'm for it. And, I mean, it's funny because we didn't do a show for like 4 months, and I didn't have a single person text me, call me, email me, tweet at me, poke me on Facebook. Well, I don't have Facebook, but I didn't have anyone be like, hey, man, there hasn't been a show in a while. What's up?
I did.
So I don't know if we're missed or not. I have no idea.
Dave,
I would imagine not.
I was rooming with Dave Winder on one of the road trips, and he asked me about it. That was the only person. I think maybe Zach brought it up. But that's it. That's two people. So obviously there wasn't a really great demand for that.
Correct. Yeah.
Product.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right. And that hasn't stopped us before. We will continue to do it. It doesn't matter if anybody listens or not.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ricky, appreciate it. Enjoy your day, and hopefully I can rub your face in it next week when we talk about who wins the Derby. That's the only thing I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm for it.
Enjoy your time on your yacht, old bean, you and Buffy, okay?
Not my yacht.
All right, we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
So much sports just to talk about. We used to flush it mostly away. With the miracle of the internet, now you can listen to us talk all day. Before we flush podcast, the better way to waste your time. Subscribe to it on iTunes. It doesn't cost you a dime. Talking local high schools in Murray State, Neil and Ricky will set you straight. Before we flush podcast.